judgment day. Then there comes a warning, calling soldiers to war. But half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So strive for all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but don't you to claim this promise.
Everyone, to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. The Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday evening between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And if you'd like to reach us during the course of the week, you can reach us at breachmender@yahoo.com via email. Two words together as one, breachmender@yahoo.com. And tonight we're going to open up the call lines. If you want to call in, talk about any subject you'd like. We're going to keep it whatever the listeners want to talk about tonight, as well as if I don't get no calls, we'll just get right back into the scriptures and repair the breach, some more breaches and so forth that need to be repaired, like Isaiah 58:12 instructs us to call us all to repair the breach in this great country of ours. And 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. If you'd like to join in on the conversation here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN, publicbroadcasting.org, 800-313-9443, taking your calls. Be right back. Stay tuned.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, 800-313-9443. And we're still on a pledge drive, folks. Support the network, RBN, is doing a great work getting the message out that are pertinent, many messages out that are pertinent for all our listeners to know. If you'd like to support RBN, you can go to the and donate via PayPal on republicbroadcasting.org. Two words together is one, Republic, three W's, dot republicbroadcasting.org, and you can donate through PayPal, or you can send your donation to RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This is the zip code. And I've been noticing, I've been kind of reading some of the current events about the ever-depleting so-called dollar, a dollar bill, really, is a better phrase for it. It's not really a dollar at all. It's a bill. It's a note. It's something that is a dead instrument and does not have any intrinsic value whatsoever. It's not backed by any substance of reality or value, like gold or silver. And noticing how that not just the skyrocketing gas prices, but looking at just when you go to the market, any market, notice how things are just creeping up, not just pennies, but dimes, 20, 30 cents more, a loaf of bread. Notice these, a nickel and dime you literally to death, and you can't have the buying power that we once enjoyed prior to when Nixon took us off the gold standard, so to speak, and it was a detriment. But that comments or thoughts on this subject is very scripturally backed. In fact, the Messiah talked about mammon or money quite a bit in Scripture. In fact, when you start researching this subject out, the Torah teaches against having or carrying unjust weights and measures. And when you realize a dollar bill takes 2.5 cents to be created, and it takes the same 2.5 cents to make a $100 bill, and you know there's something there that's an unjust weight and unjust measure, that's a false balance. According to the book of Proverbs, the scripture says that Yahweh, the Almighty Creator, says that a false balance is an abomination to him, but a just weight is his delight. And when you tip the scales, when you look at a dollar bill, it's not a just weight. It's not a even keel or a even balance. It's a false balance. It's a debt. You can't pay down the debt with a debt. Let me say that again. You can't pay a debt with a debt. And you can only so-called pay it forward or continue to increase the national debt, so to speak. You can't, again, that's why people cry about the national debt is the deficit so large, is because we're using a debt-based quasi-monetary system that does not have any backing whatsoever. And so that's why you're seeing high prices at the store. That's why you can't buy as much for your quote-unquote money. You can't get as much for a buck anymore that you could prior. And that is because we have no real money issued by the federal government. The federal government relies on the Federal Reserve, which is not federal. In fact, it's as federal as Federal Express, which ain't federal at all, as someone once said. And when you realize that the scripture talks about that an unjust weight and a false balance, an abomination to Yahweh, that's why we are and have one reason, I should say, we have incurred the wrath of the Almighty, is because we have been enslaved by a system, and none of the people have risen up in conjunction to go back to the commandments of the Creator. And he said, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people are mourning, the people mourn. And so this is a very tumultuous time in which we live in this last day. For many that don't know the hope of the Father, the Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth, you know, if we don't have our security in him, and yet we trust in black market security, you look at, you know, those instruments in the stock market, when you look at all these debt-based Federal Reserve notes, which are actually not produced by the American government, or the U.S. government, think about it, folks. We are the so-called superpower of the world, and we don't even produce our own money. Something wrong with that picture? I mean, other countries produce their money. Some sure do. But yet we are the so-called policemen of the world, and we don't even have our own money printed. And Congress is violating their oath of office. Each congressman, hear me, each of you are violating your oath of office by not rising together and collectively and overthrowing the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is and has been the worst thing that's happened to this country as a whole. The banksters are worse than the bank robbers. Not that I condone bank robbing, because thou shalt not steal. But I will say it this way. A bank robber at least knows and tells everybody what they're doing openly. The banksters, the treasurers of banks and so forth, they are the most slickest, and they go to work with their suit and tie on, their Babylonian garments. Oh, speaking of suit and tie, why would I say it's a Babylonian garment? Go to Zephaniah 1:8. That's just an aside. Zephaniah 1:8 and 9 talks about Yahweh destroying in the end time those who wear strange apparel. Where did the suit and tie come from? I'll get back to the Federal Reserve in a moment. The suit and tie, it has the symbol of an obelisk, a tie being, not to be graphic, but the male gender. And then the coat representing the female gender or the womb receiving a tie in between. So that is very Babylonian in its origin for those that, for your information, for those that are wondering. And anything that's mixed apparel is indeed a strange apparel. In other words, 100% or 50% cotton mixed with 50% rayon would be considered a strange apparel. And against the scriptures, against Yahweh's judgments, testimonies, commandments, and statutes. Zephaniah 1:8 and 9, if you want to look it up. And but anyhow, the Federal Reserve, again, is not federal whatsoever. And yet, they have hijacked, the International Monetary Fund have hijacked the people buying power by enslaving them to receive bills. To pay back bills, which really doesn't pay back at all now, does it? So anyhow, if you have comments, questions, thoughts on this subject, 800-313-9443, invite you to call in and talk about whatever you'd like tonight. Just another aside, this coming, the big pagan calendar states Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening will be the last Sabbath or Shabbat for the third moon. It'll be the 29th day of the moon, of the third moon, this Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening. And it'll be a white full moon, not the new yellow full moon. That'll be what they call Thursday evening to Friday evening, May 31st to June 1st will be the new moon day for the fourth moon and the actual official beginning of summer according to the scriptural way to discern summer. Summer does not begin at the summer solstice, June 20th or 21st. No. It starts in the fourth moon of Scripture. That is the beginning of the fourth. The summer is the beginning of the fourth moon. Now, we are also on the count, or we are in the process of counting down to Pentecost. Day of Pentecost will be what the pagan calendar states June 27th to June 28th. That's Wednesday evening to Thursday evening. That'll be the 28th day of the fourth moon. And those who have tried to or attempt to celebrate Pentecost yesterday till today, 26th to the 27th of May, I respect that you want to keep Pentecost, but with all due respect, you missed it by a month. And we'll be right back here on Repair the Breach on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair the Breach, 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls after this break. BreachMender at yahoo.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. And speaking of the Federal Reserve banksters and the difference between them and a bank robber who openly does something that's unscriptural and against the commandment of thou shalt not steal, but what they have is more honor in the sense that they, well, there's no honor in that, excuse me, folks, but the reality is they, in comparison to a bankster who does not fully disclose that they are swindling your buying power, swindling your signature from you that creates the money. When you buy a house, your signature creates the money. They play it off. The bankster swindles you out of the fact of your money was transferred into a secret account that they did not disclose to you, that paid off the seller. You brought forth the capital. You were believing that they were lending you their capital. When they lent you your credit back to you, you were the primary lender, and they were the secondary lender. You were the primary lender. Again, folks, I repeat, they were the secondary lender. They were also the primary borrower in the transaction, and you were the secondary borrower because they in turn borrowed back to you after you primarily borrowed or lent to them your signature, which created a promissory note, which acts as a cash-on-demand deposit, which you have the right to withdraw if you deposit your check. Don't you have a right to withdraw your money? Absolutely. That's what a promissory note is. When you go to closing, on the day of closing, you sign two security instruments, a promissory note and a deed of trust or a mortgage contract note. They are monetized. For example, you sign a promissory note for $300,000. The mortgage note would be $300,000. That's $600,000 you brought to the table that you didn't even know because they didn't fully disclose that they go to the federal window, they being the banksters. And then what they do is they convert it or do a fraudulent conversion and then give you the house, but they were just a middleman. And they don't disclose these things. It's called breach of contract, breach of fiduciary duty, breach of public servant duties, breaching of the performance of said contract, hence the contract was null and void from the get-go, from the very beginning. It was a what they call a ultra-virus, U-L-T-R-A-V-R-I-E-S, two words, ultra-virus contract, which the bank attempts to loan your credit back to you, and the bank, their own bank charters state that they can't even lend their own credit, let alone yours. And yet they do it all the time, all closing. Happen this way, and people need to wake up. Anyhow, we got a caller in Louisiana. Rich, welcome to the Repair the Breach podcast. What can you do for me?
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Richie.
Yeah, I've just become aware of the Leviticus, I believe it's 35, the unjust weights and measure statute, and what
right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Share with us.
Yes, and what that really means. And, you know, most people aren't aware of what you just went through about a dollar bill, that it's just a, it's a paper fiat money system
right.
that really has no value. There's no nothing backing it. Most Americans are just worried about putting food on the table, paying their bills. And,
right. it gets me what I got to get. That's all they think about.
Well, it does. I mean, when you break it down to the factual needs, we need to eat and be sheltered. And that's all we really care about.
We're dependent upon a false system. We've forgotten Yahweh's commandments by actually letting him provide the food that we're supposed to till the land to actually cultivate to arrive and achieve what he said that we could have. And be dependent upon others is against his Torah. And people have been babysitted by other humans, and that's not scripturally right.
Agreed. And the allure is the easy money, as it were, that you think you're getting, and you're getting the material needs. So therefore, you don't really think about the consequences or really the diabolical aspect of it's really a brilliant system how they've tricked the entire world into going into this monetary system and signing your name and all of the you're a corporation and all the things that go along with that. But let me cut to the chase. I really called for some advice from you or perhaps some other listeners who may have been able to crack this nut. As I said, I've just myself become aware of the implications of the false, the unjust weights and measures, dollar bills, bank accounts, credit cards, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself in a job where I do a service and I get paid in checks. And as of now, I don't have a skill or any product that is valuable enough for someone to pay me in gold. How does someone who wants out of this, in what direction do they take?
Very good question. Richard, we're going to hold you over to the break
Great.
And we'll dialogue some more. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in on this conversation here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel. The Repair of the Breach here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and make a pledge. We'll be right back with Richie in Louisiana and your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and visiting with Richie in Louisiana, and he had a question about how do we get out of the dependency of the way things are. I mean, when you deal with Federal Reserve notes, we're dealing with fraudulent reserve notes. There's no reserves, as someone said. They're not federal. There's no reserves. And they're basically notes or promissory notes or promises to pay. And yet you said you had a job, Richie, or something. Why don't you restate your question again?
Yeah, I'm just bringing the concern of people who are in the Word and are learning these new revelations that the preachers never taught you when you were growing up. And the point is that, yeah, like everybody else, I go to work, I provide my service, I get paid in a check. I take this check to the bank. And now, like I told you in the last year or so, I have become aware that I am in violation of the Scripture. And
we all are, brother. I'm not sitting here on my soapbox saying I've arrived. We've all been dependent upon the system. And yet
right,
we all are trying to come out. And
right,
and
it's no accident either that we're dependent upon it.
Yeah, it's an exodus. You know, just like the children of Israel, that's why it's called Shemoth or Exodus, is they were exiting out of a pagan system. And that's where we're all at. In the last days, the Almighty Yahweh says he would gather his children of Israel from the four quarters of the earth, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's waking up waking us up, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, spiritually speaking, who really do want to please Him, who do want to go back to His judgments, testimonies, statutes, and commandments. And you know what? It's not, you know, an overnight exodus. I mean, it's like a process of time. I mean, how many years did the children of Israel wander in the wilderness?
40-some-odd years.
That's right.
Now, what I understand, Zach, in my research and, you know, evolving in this topic and learning about it, that there is a way out, but it's not easy. I understand that there was a coinage act of 1965 that that brought gold and silver back to legal tender in the United States, and that you and I and everybody else are legally allowed to deal in, with gold and silver and to pay to be paid in and contract in that. Now, of
course,
if you go to your bank and the Federal Reserve System, they don't want anything to do with gold or silver other than to put it in their bank, in their pocket. But as far as dealing with you or I, they don't want to do that. So now the thing is, how do you, like I said, how do you have a service or a product that is so valuable that Joe Blow is going to go out of his way to go to the coin dealer and purchase gold or silver to pay you for your service or product? And then at that point, when you do need to pay your electric bill and your phone bill, they aren't going to take gold or silver. So now you got to get back and get some Federal Reserve notes to pay them.
Right. And people say, because if you use them, you become subject to them or a slave. I don't agree with that. If you're a child of Yahweh, you come out. Those are all compelled benefits. And we didn't ask for the system. We just happened to be enslaved and snared to it because, obviously, you're right, the all uppercase name you alluded to are corporate creations that the system created, and they control which they create. And so they want you to sign under that all caps name to be a surety for that, for all the debts that are incurred.
And we did, Zach. We ran down there and got our Social Security cards. We voluntarily entered into their trap.
But here's the thing. Once you come out and recognize the error of our ways, we can repent. And Yahweh says that He'll forgive us. Now, repentance also means to turn away. Now, how do we stop using that? I think you can always cancel the contract once you finally get full disclosure. And I think people say, well, they've always disclosed all this information. It's all there to be read. Well, you know what? It's legalese. They changed the definitions, Black's Law Dictionary. I think a real expert on this is the gentleman prior to our broadcast, Dr. Sam Kennedy. He does a great job, by the way. He does a lot of insightful things. You should tune into his broadcast, but if you haven't already. But the thing is, folks, is that we have got to understand that we all need to rise up together and want to go back to the Father's house and say, hey, yeah, well, what do you want? It's you know, you made us in your image, and we want to do your will. Now, we just got to go back to His commandments. All 66 books, which really actually there's more because actually I've touched on this before. Mm-hmm. The 66 number is a number of Freemasonry, by the way, folks. So I just don't believe there's just 66 books, though.
Right, you got the Jubilees, you got Enoch.
Right, First, Second Enoch, Jasher or Yasher. You can go back to First, Second Ezra, Saul, four, the books of Maccabees,
yeah,
Judith.
The Catholics have even some that the Protestants don't acknowledge.
Yeah, and well, exactly. And but then see, the Protestants were the first
protesting daughters.
Yeah, well, the Protestants were the first Catholics that protested the Catholic Church.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so when you think of the first Protestants, who were they? They were Catholics.
They were Catholics, right? They still put up Christmas trees, so they're basically Catholics, really.
And the Protestants are just the denominational daughters, and we've touched on that before many times. But the point is that it is all scripturally found in Revelation 17:18. That no question about it, they are the mother of all harlots. They have spawned denominational daughters, and the Protestants who are protesting them were saying that Catholic and Christianity are two different things. No, they're not. They're one and the same. In fact, the Catholic Church again is the mother of all churches.
Oh, I've heard it said that some people don't—they don't claim to be Christians because a Christian eats pig, a Christian puts up a Christmas tree, a Christian celebrates Easter at sunrise. So I understand what he's saying. I mean, we're using the term generically, but Christians
but the Messiah didn't. Go ahead, finish your point.
Christians really do are not Hebrew. They don't follow the Hebrew scripture.
Now, the children of Israel in the last days, I believe, the predominant remnant are found in the Christian churches. But he doesn't keep them or want them to stay in the Christian realm or the church realm either. He wants them to come out. These are the remnant Israelites that he called. See, Christians don't know that. And the Messiah, again, didn't start a new religion called the church. Okay, this was the creation of Rome, okay?
Right.
And people say, well, you're Protestant because you're preaching the Old and New Testament, and so therefore, you know, that's Rome. Just because I believe in the Scripture, or what they call the Bible, doesn't make me a Catholic. It doesn't make me a Christian, okay? Just like when you believe in the Old Testament, it doesn't make you a Jew, does it?
Well, I would use the term a Hebrew.
It doesn't make you a follower of Judaism, which I myself don't follow. I don't believe in the three frogs of Revelation. There were three unclean spirits like unto the frogs. I've touched on this before in Revelation 16. And I hate to say it, but it's with all due respect, it's Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And the mother of all who created all this is indeed the mother of all churches. And again, the word church was never in the first English 1384 Wycliffe Bible. And so, you know, who's your daddy?
Well, wait, Zach, I wanted
to... Who's your mommy, really? Because who's the bride of the Messiah? It was Yisrael, and it wasn't the I-S-R-A-E-L. It was the Y-I-S-R-Y-L. Okay, there's a big difference. It's not the landmass over there, folks.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to steer this back to the original topic that I called about.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish, bro. I didn't mean to spray away.
I do know, as I said, that there is gold and silver that you and I and everybody else can deal in. I also understand that you need to get your tax status. If you want to do this and keep Yahweh's laws and keep the man off your back, there's a legal way to do it. And like I say, I don't have all the answers. I've been researching this and have a few, trails that lead me in the direction. You need to correct your tax status. And I think you can rescind or revoke your Social Security card, which would take you out of that 15% tax of Social Security. Then if you alter your tax status and you deal in gold and silver, on the face value of that, those 1 ounce silver gold eagles are worth about, what, $650 now. But on the face value, as far as the U.S. government is concerned, they're worth $50.
Well, that's good. And, you know, people, if they want to go and buy those gold eagles, they need to go to Republic Trading Group.
Trading, yeah.
ORG, and I'm telling you, there's some great deals.
Here's the advantage to that, Zach. If there's somehow you have a product or a service that you can get your neighbor to come and give you gold or silver, you don't have to file a tax report until you make, I believe, the sum is about $8,000. So under that, you don't have to file because you're not liable to pay. You didn't make enough. So if you could collect gold coins with the face value of $50 and keep that just under $8,000, you have now made whatever the market value for the gold is. However, as far as the government is concerned, it only equals the face value of the coin. Mm. So while you might have $8,000 in face value gold, the real value of the gold could be, what, like $150,000 or something.
That's
so there,
true. That's
there is a way, and I was just hoping perhaps you could elaborate on that, or maybe there's somebody listening who could get more specific and more mm-hmm. detailed into helping direct us, the remnant, to get out of this system.
Yes, absolutely. I think I'm going to have a guest come up in the future, and I think he's going to elaborate a little bit on what you touched on, and he's discovered some incredible insights. It's all been there in the Torah the whole time, and the whole system's mirroring the Torah. And in case people don't realize it, go to Exodus chapter 18. It's about, when Moses is taking on all the people's burdens, and his father from Midian, Jethro, counsels him and says, hey, why don't you appoint 10, for this matter, and appoint 50 for this matter, and appoint 100 in this matter, and appoint thousands for this matter, and something to that effect. Read Exodus 18, and I think you'll see that the whole court system is set up similar, except for the District of 10. Everything's now in the 50s or 100s or 1000s, And I think if we can go back to the District of Ten, and I'm still right now in the process of deciphering all this out, I think that is a biblical, scriptural way. And I think the courts don't want you to know. I think they've covered up the system because obviously they're wearing a Babylonian garment, you know, a black priest robe type situation. And, you know, they want you to post bail because they're worshiping Baal. You can go to jail and so forth. So, it's all
counterfeit.
You talked about status. Yeah, it is a counterfeit
of Yahweh's system.
Or they're mirroring it, and of course they're perverting it. And like you said earlier, it is indeed a brilliant scheme of a system, but it's done in darkness because it pulls the wool over people's eyes, and it's not done forthrightly. It's done with legalese. Yahweh does not do things he doesn't do it in secret. You know, the devil, he does things to disguise, to deceive, and so forth. And so he is mirroring and mimicking what the Torah, and this is what this whole court system I'm beginning to find out, but they're doing it in a, you know, in a perverted manner and so forth.
Oh, well, look at it like this. You've got the judge is the priest. He sits on behind the bench, which is the beamer. If you've ever been in a synagogue, they have what they call the beamer, and that's the bar that you don't cross. You need an intercessor to get to the judge or the priest, which would be the symbol of the Messiah, who gets you to the Father. And the whole thing is set up as a counterfeit.
Lawyer, liar, right?
Yeah, well, it's just like you said. It's a Babylonian knockoff of the true Yahweh system.
Right, exactly. And of course, the so-called advocate or wannabes are really just lying lawyers. because I mean, you ever watch that movie Liar, Liar with Jim Carrey? He played a lawyer, and he was lying all the time. Well, that's exactly what lawyers are. They're the professional liars. And people say, well, there's some good ones. Well, I don't doubt that there are, but I wouldn't say there's many.
Well, the Yahshua never had a good word to say about a preacher or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer. And I think he condemned them unless they repent. And they were the scribes of their day because they would trick the people by changing the definition of words over and over and over. They added to the Torah, added to Yahweh's law.
Right.
Yahweh said, if you add this, you know, thou shalt not add to his word, lest he prove thee, and thou be found a liar. Proverbs 30 talks about that. And the lying pen of the scribes has dealt his falsehood in Jeremiah 8:9. And there's a lot of people that have been hoodwinked into following this church system. Remember, the church system is created by the state, and the state is state and religion actually is really the same thing.
Separation of church and state, my foot.
There is no such thing because the church was created by the state.
Right. Well, let me clear it to get some other calls, and I'd really like to hear some response on the tax status and getting out of the Social Security and your driver's license and that whole mess that we're in.
Okay, Richie, thanks for the call. Call again, 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to call in, get in the last quarter of the hour of the broadcast. And now you might say, well, Zach, come on, what do you mean the religions or the church is created by the state. Some might say, well, I go to a church that's not a 501c3, and I'm out of we're not a corporation. We have rejected. Well, I commend that preacher that does that. I commend you for acknowledging that. But here's the problem. The spiritual side of the coin is that these definitions like church, God, Lord, Jesus, Jehovah, these are all pagan terms. With all due respect and pagan names, they were never the father's will for anybody to follow. Exodus 23:13 says not to utter a pagan deity's name out of our lips. Don't even let it be heard out of your mouth. Now you might say, well, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know it either. I used to be a Christian pastor, and I didn't realize it until last 5, 6, 7 years. But you got to come out. You can't stay in a lie and justify it. You can't follow the mother of all harlots. You can't follow the church system, any church whatsoever, because these are the terms, church, Christian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, with all due respect. These are created by the state. That's right. They're created by Rome. They're created by the first church, and all the denominational churches have followed their mother in tow. They're all saying God, Lord, Jesus, Jehovah, Easter, Christmas, using the same January through December pagan calendar, same pagan days of the week, named after pagan deities. And so you might say, well, I'm not a 501c3. Well, you are under their control in their spiritual realm because you're using the same code names that the scriptures originally never had. You see, they added to the word and they took away from it. Look at the italicized words in your King James Bible. Every time you see italicized words, those are what the monks monkeyed around with the manuscripts in the monasteries, and they added to it, you see? Did you know that? That's indeed happened. And what they didn't tell you is what they they took away from it. That's right. They took the name of Yahweh out over 7,000 times. That's right. Every time you see Lord capitalized or God capitalized or Jesus or Jehovah Christ, that wasn't there in the original Hebrew Renewed Covenant with Kadoshah. The name of Yahweh was there, you see. And Yahweh said that he's coming back for a people that are called by his name, not their names in idolatrous practices. Anyhow, we'll be right back here on Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the website and support the network. We'll be right back. BreachMender@yahoo.com. 800-313-9443 for our final segment. Call in and we'll get you online here on RBN.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, I'm Zach Daniel. The Repair of the Breach here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And today, if you look at the pagan calendar, what they call May 27th, they want to tell you on their pagan calendar that it's Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. How can a pagan calendar tell you when the true Pentecost is? They don't use the moon. All the feasts, again, the day of Pentecost, again, won't be till next, what they call next next month on the pagan calendar, June 27th to 28th. That Wednesday to Thursday will be the actual 50th day, which is Pentecost means 50. And again, the Sabbath for this moon, the last Sabbath of the third moon. The Sabbath was always, again, folks, on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. And the last Sabbath of each moon, there's four Sabbaths, there's four Shabuas, four Shabbats in each moon. And the last one is on the 29th always, according to the phase of the moon. Full new moon is the beginning of, yellow full new moon is the beginning of the month, and that'll happen again for the fourth month, beginning of summer, scripturally. Like I stated earlier, May 31st to June 1st will be the new moon day for the fourth moon, beginning official day of beginning of summer. The seventh moon is the Feast of Trumpets, and that starts the countdown to Atonement on the 10th day of the seventh moon, and then, of course, Tabernacles from the 15th of the seventh moon all the way to the 22nd. And then, of course, the winter time starts in the 10th moon all the way, of course, to the 12th moon. And so you can know the true season in which you live by following the great lights and the lesser lights according to Scripture. Now, we don't worship the sun, moon, or stars, but he did appoint them. He appointed the moon for these special appointments like the Feast of Pentecost. We are on day 19 right now, counting to 50 before Pentecost comes. So we've got 31 days before the day of Pentecost, the scriptural day of Pentecost, which all the renewed covenant or the New Testament followers of the Messiah kept in Acts chapter 2. And all these pastors, these pulpiteers, all of them, are depriving the people from hearing these important truths that are right there in the scriptures. And that's why people need to stop being dependent upon your pastor, upon your priest. You don't need to listen to any of these individuals with all due respect. These men are charlatans 99% of the time. Now, I want a pastor or a priest to call me, and if you don't agree with that, well, then you call me. I'll be glad to take your call. I don't screen calls. I'd love to have you on the broadcast here. I used to be a preacher. I used to be in your shoes. I understand where you're at. And the fact of the matter is, that you're not, because you either don't know or you do know and you choose to withhold it from the people. You need to realize there's going to be blood on your hands, my friend, unless you repent. Go back to the true name of the Creator and don't worship any other name, any other Almighty, Yahweh the Messiah of Nazareth, and Him alone. And again, folks, the Sabbath again is from Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, the last Sabbath of the third moon. New moon day will be Thursday evening to Friday evening coming up. Therefore, the Sabbath will be Thursday evening, Friday evening for the pagan month of June. Listen and tune to the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN. Support the network, republicbroadcasting.org. You can go to republictrading.org as well. And get some gold and silver. A lot better than that funny money. BreachMender@yahoo.com. I'm Zach Daniel, Repair of the Breach. Stay tuned. May Yahweh bless you. Till next week, shalom. And stay in tune with the Father above.